Risen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This is our seventh Sunday of Easter. The last Sunday. I mean, that's appropriate greeting for a Christian anytime, but it is especially appropriate during this season of Easter. We have had the opportunity to bask in the glow of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Last couple of weeks, we've been preparing for Pentecost, these pre-Pentecost Sundays, and today, Jesus teaches us, along with the disciples in the upper room, so that we do not fall away. And we pray that God would bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts today. When you came in, there are two different bulletins. One has everything printed out for you. The other one, if you brought your hymnals in, is the regular bulletin that we normally use. And so we'll do our best to make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Our service is Divine Service Setting 1. That's on page 151 and following. For those that are worshiping on the radio or at home, if you would like a copy of the bulletin, you can go to our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, should be on the front page. Our opening hymn, Christ is the World's Redeemer, 539. It has pleased Almighty God to summon from this veil of tears the soul of Marge Kelly. Marge, longtime member here at Good Shepherd, on again, off again, shut in for the last few years. Marge is Sherry Travis's mom and Kristen Wegner's grandmother. The funeral service for Marge Kelly will be Tuesday morning here at Good Shepherd, 11 o'clock. Tuesday, 11 a.m., funeral for Marge Kelly. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Easter season, for the opportunity, thankfully, to be in your house, hear your word, and receive your gifts. Heavenly Father, bless us with the comfort, the peace, and the assurance that nothing at all can tear us out of your loving hands. Heavenly Father, the world, Satan himself, and even our own sinful flesh are constantly at war against us, trying to tear us from the faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Helper, who points us to the Word, who points us to the completed work of Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for our salvation. Heavenly Father, drive away all false gods from our hearts and our minds, and teach us day in and day out to cling to you, to your word, to your promise. For in you and you alone, Father, do we truly, truly have peace. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Hymn 539.
Divine Service Setting 1, page 151, in your hymnal, page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time I invite you to turn to the introit. We'll sing it together. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
This is
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 36. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel and Alleluia and verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for our hymn of the day, number 769, Eternal Spirit of the Living Christ, number 769.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, gospel reading from John 15 and 16. Jesus says, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." And then a little bit later in our text, Jesus says, "I have said all these things to keep you from falling away." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, 75 days, depending on what part of the country you live in, maybe it's a few days more or a few days less, but basically 75 days, 2.5 months. I want you to try to think back 75 days ago. What were you thinking about? What was on your mind 75 days ago? Talking roughly the first week in March. State basketball? March Madness? I had already gotten my first bracket to fill out in the mail. NBA playoffs, National Hockey League playoffs. No. Did your ticket come in the mail for the spring game? 75 days ago, what were you thinking about? Maybe you were sitting back and watching the stock market and your retirement funds and your mutual funds going up and up and up to infinity and beyond. 75 days ago, maybe you were thinking about confirmation, high school or college graduation, spring break, summer vacation, vacation Bible school. 75 days ago, maybe you were putting together your mock draft for the NFL. 75 days ago, if someone would have come up to you and said, the whole world, the whole economy is going to be shaken to its knees, get ready and get prepared, what would you have said? You'd have laughed. You'd have joked. 75 days ago, if somebody would have come up to you and said, you better get a haircut, it's going to be a long time, or stock up on toilet paper, just trust me, people would have checked your temperature, and it wouldn't have had anything to do with COVID-19. How quickly things have changed in our world in just 75 days. My friends, we have choices to make every day. Every day we have the choice to get out of bed or not get out of bed. You may think, well, the safest thing I can do is just stay in bed. Trust me, I've been a pastor for a long time. People die in bed. There is nothing that is 100% safe. There are risks involved in everything. God's word for today, Jesus speaking in the upper room discourse. Jesus is telling the disciples to get ready, to be prepared. In fact, for 3 years, he's been telling them to get ready, to be prepared. And you know what? They heard his words, but it just didn't click. It just didn't register. Now the end is very near. It's Monday, Thursday evening. Jesus is about to go to the Garden of Gethsemane to be betrayed, arrested, handed to the chief priests and the leaders of the law, condemned in a mock kangaroo court, beaten, ridiculed, crucified, dead, buried. Jesus is trying to prepare the disciples. He wants them to be ready. Why? So they don't fall from faith. So they don't fall from faith. There are people in this world that laugh at the notion of a God or a particular God, or a God who knows you, or a God who loves you, or a God who would send his son to bleed and die and take away your sins. The world does not know the Father, so it cannot know the Son. Remember this, friends, because the world is not your friend. It can't be. It has a different God. So, Jesus is preparing the disciples so they don't fall from faith. There are some very, very, very sincere Christians who would teach that you can't fall from faith. Once baptized, always saved. Once saved, always saved. My friends, this is a lie of Satan. It is not in the Bible. Why would God continually give us his word of warning to persevere, lest you fall? God is not trying to scare us into the faith. He wants to prepare us so that we are ready. We are ready for whatever our enemies throw at us. That's right. We have enemies. No, I'm not talking about your neighbor who mows too far over on the property line. No. We have real enemies. The unholy Trinity, the devil, the world, and our flesh. And whenever we forget it, whenever we let our guard down, we open ourselves up for attack. And God, through His Word, drives us to our knees. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be prepared so we don't fall from faith. My friends, Jesus told the disciples to get ready, and they didn't. When push came to shove, they skedaddled. They abandoned Jesus. They self-isolated in fear behind locked doors. What were they afraid of? They were afraid of dying. That's right. Jesus was dead, and they were afraid the same thing was going to happen to them. So they hid. Now, I don't know if they wore masks or not, but they hid behind closed doors. Now, maybe Thomas was bold. He was the one elected to go to the grocery store to brave the elements. Who knows? My friends, the similarities are much closer than we realize. Jesus comes and stands in the midst of them, Easter night. He who was dead is now alive, never to die again. Jesus comes and stands in the midst of them. He shows them his hands and his side, and he says, "Peace, peace, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Shalom, peace of heart, peace of mind. Fear is gone. Peace has conquered. Peace has won." Thomas missed out. So Jesus comes back a week later. What's the message? The exact same message. Peace. Peace I bring to you. Peace I leave with you. Jesus is preparing the disciples because Jesus is going away. He's going to the cross. He's going to the tomb, but he also knows that 40 days after his resurrection, what we celebrated this last Wednesday night, Jesus bodily, physically ascends into heaven. If I don't leave you, I can't send my helper. I can't send the Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter. Jesus does not abandon us as he ascends into heaven. He sends us the Holy Spirit who fills all things, who continually points us to the peace that Jesus has won for us. My friends, the world cannot give you this peace. Only Christ can give you this peace. I suppose the question before us . What are you afraid of? Maybe a better question is, what's your God, or who is your God? You shall have no other gods before me, says the Lord. Literal translation, you shall have no other gods in my face. I don't like it when somebody gets in my face. I'm sure you don't like it when somebody gets in your face. God says, don't be putting those false gods in my face. What is a false god? I'm not talking here about getting some gold or silver or stone or ceramic and making a statue. No. Anything that you fear, love, and trust in is your God. Luther teaches us that we should fear, love, and trust in Him, the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, above all things. I teach the catechumens above all nouns. What's a noun? A person, a place, a thing, an idea. These all have the potential for being false gods. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. What do you fear, love, and trust in more than anything else? My friends, if you fear, love, and trust in Donald Trump more than the one true God, repent. If you fear, love, and trust in a hatred of Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad, repent. I have never seen such foolish, nonsensical political divisions in this world in my lifetime. Repent. God gives authorities to take care of us, to help and shape our world. They're not God. There's only one God. Do you trust that God will take care of you? Or is science your God? Is your mask your God? Is your hand sanitizer your God? Feel better now? My friends, God has given us a brain. He has given us the gifts of science. He wants us to use these gifts so that we can have life and life to the full. But these things are not God. There is only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father who creates everything, who sends His Son to bleed and die and redeem our sin-sick world. The Father and the Son together send the Holy Spirit to point us to the completed work of Jesus, to call us to faith in the waters of holy baptism, to keep us strong in the faith, to feed us and nourish us with the very body and blood of Christ. Why? So we don't fall from faith. God is continually encouraging us and teaching us. And when we stray, chastising us and bringing us back to the fold. My friends, God's love for you in Jesus Christ is never ending. 75 days ago, in these last 75 days, in the next 75 days, weeks, years, it will never run out. God's word for us today is to warn us, to encourage us, but most of all, to prepare us. 75 days ago, we had no clue what was about to happen. None of us did. So here we are. Let's be honest. Do you know what the next 75 days hold? Well, if you get on Facebook and Twitter, there are thousands and thousands of people who know exactly what's going to happen in the next 75 days. You see how foolish we've become? My friends, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 75 seconds or 75 minutes or 75 days or 75 weeks or 75 years or 75 decades. But there is one who knows. The author and creator of all life. The one who created this entire universe by the power of his word. The one who holds all things together by the power of his word. The one who sent his word into the flesh, Jesus Christ, to live and die and rise for you and for me and for the life of the world. The one who overcame enemies, your enemies and mine, sin, death, and the grave, the devil, the world, and our flesh. Jesus, who overcomes for you. My friends, this is God's gift for you. God wants you to be prepared. The world isn't our friend. There will be times when we will be attacked simply for wanting to go to church. Don't be surprised when that happens. Be prepared. Be ready. Don't fall for the lies of this world. Don't think that your God is in the victor of the next election. Trust that God will care for you as we live in this land that has so many blessings and so many freedoms. Every day we have choices. You can choose to live in fear. You can choose to think that you can control air particles and diseases and viruses. That you're never going to get struck by lightning or have a car accident or get hardening of the arteries or a stress fracture in your foot. But you know what? The God who knows all things knows your needs, cares and provides for them. He does not want us to get too attached to anything in this world. He gives us gifts. He wants us to use these gifts. He wants us to enjoy these gifts. He wants us to use our brains. He wants us to work and earn and live and love and dance and fish and enjoy life. Because it is pure gift. In Jesus Christ, as you live your life, you have peace. The same peace that Jesus brought to the disciples on that Easter Sunday night. The same peace that he brought to Thomas 1 week later. This peace is yours. It is guaranteed in Jesus Christ. How can you be sure? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we are bold to confess our faith. This morning we use the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're able.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds. God, God, light of life, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit from the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and solid church. I acknowledge my baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with the prayer of the church. In addition to those prayer requests listed in your bulletin, we have an additional one. Sarah Whitman, friend of Lois Kirchhoff, has surgery scheduled this week at the Mayo Clinic, and so we keep her in our prayers. We also update you on the friend of Joe Roberts, David Stolzenberg. He has passed away this past week. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the entire Church of Christ, that in the confidence of faith the baptized may bear witness to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of the consequences, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For pastors and missionaries, that repentance and forgiveness of sin in Christ's name would sound forth throughout the world, creating and sustaining faith in those who hear, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, that the Spirit of truth would guide us into faithful devotion and service, so that we would love one another, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ, and give our tithes and offerings to support His ministry and mission here and abroad, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer for their witness to Christ, that they may be strengthened by the Spirit of truth to endure, and that they may rejoice and be glad when Christ's glory is revealed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our government and all leaders in this world, that they would submit themselves to the true King and Lord, Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who serve in our armed forces, the medical field, and for all emergency workers, that entrusting themselves to Christ's protection, they may know his saving peace, whatever the circumstances, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For an end to the pandemic, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all graduates, for those who seek out to look for new employment, and for those whose plans have been frustrated or disappointed, that their confidence may always be placed in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the afflicted, the dying, the mourning, and the lonely, especially for those who have requested our prayers, including Ron, Janet, David, Sheldon, Barb, Jan, Marge, Jerry, Shane, Vern, and all those whom we name in our hearts, that Christ himself would be their health in sickness, their joy in sorrow, and their life in death, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who mourn the loss of loved ones, including the family of Marge Kelly, the family of Michael, the family of Renee, that they might all find peace and comfort in the resurrection of the dead, won by Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who come today to the Lamb's feast, that being made partakers of Christ's divine nature, in the eating and drinking of his very body and blood, they would be filled with his life and peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Jesus, who comes to bring us peace, true peace, peace that the world cannot give. At this time, we would normally ask that people participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. We're not using the attendance pads right now. We asked people to register before they came in. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, on Wednesday of this week issued a statement that said the coronavirus is almost negligible as far as being passed on from surface to surface. That is a major change from the statement that we had had earlier, and so we'll probably be making some adjustments in the next week or two with regard to hymnals and attendance books and communion rail and some of those things. As soon as we can have an elders meeting to talk through some of those details, we will. For those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet or on YouTube, we are glad that you are with us. We pray God's blessings. We encourage you to support your home congregation. For the members here at Good Shepherd who are in attendance, we had an offering box when you came in. Also, for those that are at home, if you'd like to support the work of Good Shepherd, you can go to our website or drop off an envelope or check anytime. Our service continues now with the offertory, What Shall I Render to the Lord? Please stand as you're able.
Oh,
be with you.
And I am also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
We stand and sing. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
We sing our closing hymn, hymn 488, hymn 488. We remain standing.
Please be seated. A couple of quick announcements. Bulletins, papers, Kleenexes, anything that you brought in, please take it home with you. Steve, our custodian, will be frantically cleaning between services. And if anybody wants to help, you got a job or two that they might be able to help you with, Steve? Okay, so just raise your hand over there, Steve. Okay. So Steve's the custodian, so if there's any want to stick around and help wipe down pews and things like that, that would be great. The elders will dismiss you from the back of the church, so this is one of the times when sitting in the back gets you out early, and you don't have to feel guilty or bad about it. One thing that we've noticed in the 3 weeks since we've been back is it is really, really impossible for people to come to church and not want to stand around and visit and shake hands and hug and tell stories and do all this kind of stuff. So we need to be very cautious and be very respectful of other people's space. This is a unique time, and please keep in mind the social distancing. Hopefully this will be over soon, in far less than 75 days, we pray. But be respectful of everyone's space and all that. You can still visit and have the long distance wave and elbow bump and all that stuff. So we want to make sure that we keep everybody safe, and most importantly that people feel safe coming back to church. That is a really, really biggie. Next Sunday at the 10:30 service, we'll have confirmation for 11 of our junior confirmads. Thanks be to God. They've been waiting since Easter Saturday for that. And the funeral service for Marge Kelly, Tuesday, 11 a.m., and that will be broadcast live on our radio station, KNNA 95.7, as well, for people who are not able to get out, especially the folks at the Legacy Estates where Marge was a resident. Good Shepherd news and notes are on the table. Portals of Prayer and Higher Things devotions are on the table. Help yourself, and no Sunday school yet. We'll no vacation Bible school. We'll keep you posted as things move on. We're hoping in 4 to 6 weeks that we'll have some kind of adult Bible study, family Bible study time where people can socially distance and we can still have a study of God's Word. But those things are still in the works. Pastor, any other announcements? Vicar, welcome back. All right, finish strong. All right. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ, in His peace, and always remember, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.